This Saturday marks 1 year since TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez was shot and killed inside a terminal at Los Angeles International Airport. Marshall McLean, president of the LAX Police Union, spoke with reporters today criticizing the department and LAPD for making very few changes to improve airport safety. ARN's Christian Brown reports.
Representatives from the LAX Police Union chided the airport's police force and the LAPD today for gobbling up resources and making it harder to do their jobs. Union President Marshall McLean says money is being funneled out of the department to pay for LAPD officers who rarely work on site.
It matters to you if you live in the city. I live in the city as well, because you're paying for resources to be on your city streets, and they're not there. I mean, you've heard the stories about the ghost cars. We don't need ghost cars. We need cops in those cars. So to know that those cops are sometimes here, sometimes they're not even here when they're being paid to be here.
LAX Police Chief Patrick Gannon pushed back against the union this afternoon, citing several changes made by the department, including improved communications with the LAPD.
I don't think that to make this airport safer, that it's a matter of deploying more officers. We're one of the, I have not found an airport that is in the United States that is policed by its own police agency that has more people than we have here working, policing and securing this particular airport.
Gannon said the agency has steadily added new airport officers since he started 2 years ago, and that patrol rotation has been strictly enforced. McLean says the union will next take their campaign for more funding to Mayor Eric Garcetti. Christian Brown, Annenberg Radio News.